Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? How was your turkey day? Hope it was well. It took me to reminiscing over old hockey teams of my own when I played back in the late 90s, early aughts for the Chesapeake Bay Chiefs. And it's kind of triggered a lot of, hey, wow, this is cool. Who is this guy? Where are they at now? Hey, this is my kid's age now, and I was back then. So, a lot of existential crisis as well. So, hopefully, you guys had a better, worse, something turkey day. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, we'll start off with the Maryland Black Bears, who feasted themselves on some tomahawk steak. I would love to come up with that originality, but Johnny P came up with that because he had a tomahawk steak after the game on Saturday. But before we get into anything else, before we get into the week that was, a lot of news before the game on Friday to kick off the weekend. First off, the big news, Thomas Jarman, big defenseman, three-year Black Bear alternate captain, commits to Boston University. A huge, huge pickup for him, huge, huge pickup for Boston University. The Terriers, a very heralded program. Of course, the Jack Parker days back in the day, a perennial powerhouse in the Northeast, Hockey East, in the NCAA as a whole. And I mean, this is a big move for a big defenseman, a guy who's worked his guts out just to get to where he is now, keeps working, keeps improving every day. And I mean, good for him. Good on him to get that commitment, get up there and play an advanced level of hockey beyond this season and into his college year. So tip of the hat to him. It was huge news for Jarman and for everybody else. So congrats to him on that. Now, with that came a little down news. It was a bit of a roller coaster kind of week, or a stock market kind of week. Because we ended on a high note. And roller coasters don't get stuck at the top unless you're at a carnival. So a bit of a downturn in stock as Andrew Reimer, Isaiah DeLora, Roy Gresham, Colin Burke, and Jacob Grace were all released this week. Gresham, Burke, and Grace, these are guys who came up for the New Jersey series during the post-two-week hiatus the Black Bears had. Come in to fill in some spots for guys who were injured, and we kind of figured that they wouldn't stay on the roster for long, so them coming off of there. Bit of a shock to say that Andrew Reimer leaving, gritty center, a guy who was an energy guy, played last year, did very well for himself, especially late into the season, got better as the year went on. This year came in, played fairly well, but I guess get in the shakeup, things happen. Isaiah DeLora was a guy who was picked up in the NHL draft. A bit of a coup for Clint Melamock and the team, and that this is a kid who had WHL experience, high level junior experience, but just one reason or another just didn't work out, and they're gone again. No specific reason why things happen the way they happen. It's just a business, and that's the way it is. All the best to Reimer and DeLora as they go on. I'm sure we'll be hearing from Gresham, Burke, and Grace moving forward. Grace, I think, is only 16, 17. Burke is an affiliate player, I believe. Roy Gresham also plays for Team Maryland, so we'll hear more about him through the season. But to Reimer and DeLora, thank you guys for your commitment and tip of the hat moving forward. Added to the team, Karsten Bourgogne, which I'm sure I butchered. I'm sorry, Karsten. Josh Nixon, Josh Waters, and Miles Gunty. Bourgogne came from the Wenatchee Wild. They are a BCHL team that had to shut it down shop because they're the only U.S. team in the BCHL, and the border is closed. So there is that. Josh Waters comes from Dartmouth College, who the Ivies had their leagues shuttered down earlier in the month. So he decided to opt to come to the NHL for a season, not use up any kind of go to the transfer portal or anything like that. He played for the Jersey Hitmen last year in the NCDC, had 38 points in 45 games on that. Josh Nixon comes from the Sioux City Musketeers of the USHL, where he played last year. Big body forward, or quirky forward, I suppose. from the Sioux City Musketeers from last season, had 25 points in 48 games, very energy guy. Nixon on that one, and Miles Gunty from the Team Maryland 16U AAA program in that instance, up-and-coming young star out of Maryland. So good to see him get some ice time this past weekend. And boy, howdy, it was a weekend to have some ice time as the Black Bears took on the rivaled Johnstown Tomahawks and decided to take be terrible host and take two games out of two. Friday night, it was a quite an adventure. Nothing happened in the first period scoring-wise. A lot of penalties, a lot of back and forth. Thomas Jarman bookended bookended the first period with penalties and interference to start, and then a roughing to end it with. Before the second period happened, some more penalties there. A little rough stuff starting to get into it, especially between Liam Whitehouse and Aiden Bruich. They got into it, and then the Tomahawks strike first. Jay Ahern on the power play at 8:40. Then 13 minutes, just past 13 minutes into the period, Reed Liebold gets his fifth of the season from Josh Nixon and Thomas Jarman. And then all she wrote on that one was Hunter McCoy, 9:43, his sixth of the season from Cam Gaudette, and Garrett Szyslowski was the deciding factor. Now, after the game, after the whistle happened, Jay Ahern had a goalie interference. Then Anthony Mastromonica and Aiden Bruge got into it after the whistles onto center ice, as did Thomas Jarman and Matthew Shanklin got into it as well. They all got dinged for penalties at the 20-minute mark. Didn't matter much because the game was finally over on that one. Michael Morelli, 26 saves in the winning effort for his squad. Black Bears went 0-5 on the power play on this day. They came into the weekend 0-28, so there you go. If you do the math, 0-33 going into Saturday's affair. And Saturday's affair was quite an affair, to say that. Matt McQuaid gets things started halfway through the first for Johnstown, puts them up 1-0. Then Luke Mountain, sixth of the year, about a minute 30 after that, ties it up. He gets it from Garrett Szyslowski and Brian Huggins. And then at the end of the frame, Johnstown gets one back. John Gillette with his sixth shorthanded, as the Black Bears still have struggled getting into the zone and maintaining possession in the zone on their power play. Johnstown, halfway through the second, they get another one. They go two goals. Andrew Murphy, his third of the season. But then this is a team in the Black Bears that, when you're down two goals, this is a team you could go either way. In past years, maybe they see it and maybe they fold up a little bit. Maybe they play more conservative. Maybe they grip the sticks too tight, make little mistakes here and there. This team did not give up. This team did not show any sign of weakness. 3 minutes after the Murphy goal, Connor Cole gets his fourth of the season from Hunter McCoy and Aiden Bruich, a shot that the goaltender is still trying to find for Johnstown. Then with 10 seconds remaining in the frame, Cam Gaudette throws one at the net, goes past Johnstown's keeper, and that's his first of the season, first as a Black Bear, and Hunter McCoy getting an assist, as did Connor Cole on that one. Then finally, they were 0-3 going into this, 0-36 as it stood, and then Thomas Jarman, he caps his nice little weekend for himself, a power play goal, his second of the season, second power play goal of the season, second goal of the season, with 5 minutes left in the third. Josh Nixon, his second assist as a Black Bear. Connor Cole, his second assist of the game. And that's on the power play. And that gives the Black Bears a victory 4-3. Michael Morelli, 30 saves on 33 shots. A lot of them just jumping in the way of things. Dominic Kashagax just getting anything he could in front of the puck to keep it out. And that's good. Gave the Black Bears a bit of an edge there, give them a victory. And because of that, Morelli gets himself first star of the week in the East Division. 2-0 on the weekend, two goals against, stopped 46 of 50 shots over the last six games, because Morelli's played the last six games for the Black Bears. 5-1-1, a 230 goals against, and I think it's a 929 save percentage. I put something up on clutchandcrabhockey.com. It's been something amazing that Morelli's just saying, this is my crease now, and I'm cementing myself here. So big ups to him. Big ups to Connor Cole, who had a big second game as well. He got himself honorable mentions this week with a goal and two assists on Saturday night. And then Monday, Hunter McCoy decides to go ahead and commit to a university, and that is Brown University. He will be going there next season, and McCoy has been quite the find and quite the breath of fresh air. Not only does he have a killer mustache for Movember, but he has been a stellar player for the Black Bears. 6 goals, 6 assists, 12 points in 12 games, point per game kind of guy. Doesn't let, you know, only has 15 shots on the year, but make sure all of them count. 3 shorthanded goals to boot on that, and that puts him second all-time and second in a single season mark for shorthanded goals with the Black Bears. He will be committed to Brown University in the ECHC next season. So daps and head taps to McCoy. And man, this Black Bears team is a fun team to watch. Now they sit first in the East Division, 7-3-1-1. That's good for 16 points. The Tomahawks are right behind them, 1 point behind, 1 game in hand. And of course, Maine has 2 games in hand. Danbury is still back there. They're 5-1-0, Danbury is, but I don't think they've played in almost a month because of regulations and rules that are affecting them right now. They've only played 6 games this year. So they have 6 games in hand, whereas the Northeast Generals have played more than anybody, and they are 4-9-0 at the end of this. So this is a tight division again, and it's going to be tighter depending on what happens with the schedule. The Black Bears and the Tomahawks were the only teams to play this weekend in the East Division, less 1 game between the Tomahawks and the New Jersey Titans on Sunday, which the Tomahawks pulled out in the shootout. So the Black Bears are riding high. They're playing well. Points in their last 5 games. This is a team that's come together well, and so long as the momentum keeps a going, things can keep a happening. And the New Jersey Titans actually come in to this weekend into the temporary den, and we will see what happens with that. I mean, each team has split pretty much their 2-1-1 against each other all season. They both have 5-3 regulation wins. They both have shootout wins against one another. So it should be a very tightly contested match. You can catch all the action on Hockey TV Friday and Saturday, times to be determined. You can follow Black Bears NHL on Twitter for all the time changes on that. Team Maryland played this weekend, or this week, played tonight, today, as I'm recording this on Monday. They played New York Apple Corps Monday afternoon and dropped one 3-2 in a heartbreaker. The Apple Corps get on the board first, 2:36 into the first period, Michael Carducci, and then that's the only goal scoring until about 5:15 left in the second, Colin Callanan, an even strength goal for Apple Corps, putting up 2-0 going into the third, but Team Maryland storms back. Eric Stroh's gets one 5:18 into the third period with Curtis Berthright as the assist. 12:07, they even it up. Team Maryland does. Justin Gusso, power play goal from Connor Ball, but then with only 39 seconds remaining, Michael Leva, even strength for Apple Corps, seals it, and that's a 3-2 victory for Apple Corps. Oliver Quinn making his first start in net for Team Maryland, 53 saves. Not more you can ask for your goaltender to make 53 saves on 56 shots. I think making sure the shot coverage is there is going to be a big thing moving forward. But they have 1 game, which is happening today at noon on Tuesday, the 1st of December. It's 1st of December already? Yikes. They have a game at noon against Apple Corps, and then they're done for 2 weeks. They don't have another game until December 15th against the Philadelphia Little Flyers at home. So we will see how this happens. And then after that, they have a game Saturday the 19th, and then they're off again until January 5th, until after the new year. We will see what this team can do. A lot of ups and downs. Things started very promising for Team Maryland, kind of started to level off a little bit. Now 8-7-2 with 18 points. Protech is right on their tail, as it were, right there. The goal differential, not so great either, minus 11 on that side of things. So Team Maryland, 1 game before a layoff and then 2 games before another long layoff. We'll see how they can react and recoup from that point forward. So it's going to be an uphill struggle, but this team has been in the ditches before. They've been in the valleys. Now they will find a way to get to the peaks. Josh Fusco has been a solid coach for this team to get everybody on track. It's just a matter of making sure that everybody is there, making sure that everybody is following the right objective to make sure things are there, make sure everything is going their way and moving onward and upward from that. Move on to the community corkboard, and it was Silver Sticks weekend. It is Thanksgiving tradition in the Maryland area. I know when I was talking about earlier in the show, when I started about reminiscing of old hockey, this would be the weekend my team, my travel teams would go up and play in the Hershey tournament, the Hershey Holiday Tournament. We would play in Hershey Park Arena, a very hallowed arena at the time when the Bears were still playing there, and even now. When they use it as a practice facility, and high schools use that as a main facility. However, thanks to COVID, a lot of things changed in Howard County. After 5 p.m. on Friday, there were no games at the Columbia Ice Rink. Everything was kind of also doled out to the Gardens. It was doled out to Piney Orchard. It was kind of everywhere in terms of what happened and where and how. So it was a big to-do, but it got done. Big shout-out to everybody involved in the Silver Sticks tournament that were able to get things going across Piney Orchard, Skate Frederick, Gardens Ice House. It was awesome. It was awesome that they were able to get everything off and get everybody out there and good to go and have this tournament go off without a hitch. All things considered, of course. Go off without a hitch. And we do have results here as I'm bringing them up and clicking frantically to go and get these results going. Man, there's a lot of tournaments. I forget how many tournaments there are. And then you see all the rec and even the recs getting noticed, which is pretty awesome too. And we'll start off with the 10 rec division and the Frederick Victory pick up the win in the final 5-2. Over the Howard Huskies. So shout out to Frederick in that one. They get one. Howard Huskies, obviously very well represented. It is kind of their tournament. And the final game, it looks like the Frederick Victory won the 12 rec tournament. So the Frederick Victory getting things done. Tri-City Eagles win in the 10B division, 3-1 over the Bowie Bruins Black Squad. In the 12B division, the Navy 12U Elite win 4-1 over the Tri-City Eagles. Navy was just ran through everybody, 4-0-0, 26-4 goals for and against. Pretty spiffy for a 12B squad there. In the 10A division, Montgomery UA Blue wins 6-2 over the Caps Academy. In the 12A division, the Maryland Junior Black Bears win 4-2 over the Hartford North Stars U-12 Team A. And a big showing for the new Maryland Junior Black Bear squad, which used to be the Metro Maple Leafs. In the 14A division, Montgomery UA win 3-1 over the Frederick Freeze, a 1-2 matchup in that one. In the 16A division, Montgomery Blue Devils win 7-0 over the Howard Huskies Olympic squad, 17-2 goals for and goals against in the four preliminary games for the Blue Devils. In that one in the 16A. In the 12AA, the Howard Husky Blue team fall to the Richmond Generals 4-3 in the final on that one. Montgomery, they win the 14AA division over the Caps Academy Red. 2-1 was the final in that one. The 16AA, Montgomery wins 1-0 over the Howard Husky 16AA national team. And then in the 18AA, the Howard Huskies win a squeaker 1-0 over the Montgomery Blue Devils to bring that one home there. There you go. That's your Silver Sticks for Columbia, the Eastern Regional, as it were. So congrats to everyone who was able to make this happen. Congrats to the players and the parents for making this thing as safe as possible, doing what they can to make sure that there is social distancing in this time of craziness and time of pandemic. So that's it. That is all. That's all I have for you guys. And we will get more next week. We will hope for another Maryland Black Bears sweep. That would be nice, but they're in it tough against New Jersey Titans. Obviously, a very good squad in that one. So we will see what they can do. Always play each other tough. Should be a fun weekend. Again, Hockey TV, Alex Atano has the call with Ben Lloyd as his color commentator. And you can catch me on the Faceoff Hockey Show. We do the, if you subscribe to this podcast, you're probably subscribed to the other one. It shows up every Wednesday. It's raunchy and weird. So hopefully you guys kind of like that stuff. If not, just skip it. Just download it and then delete it afterwards. Get our numbers up. I don't know what that means. I'm going to leave now while I still have some kind of some shred of dignity. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Faceoff Hockey Show Media Faction. Follow us, clutchandcrabhockey.com, twitter.com/ChesapeakeHWPod, facebook.com/ChesapeakeHWPod. And until I regale you next week with more tales of youth hockey, of my youth hockey, if you want to hear that, if you don't, okay. Let me know, and I won't talk about it. Either way, you guys have a good weekend. Play that clutch of crab hockey, Deerhorn, and I'll talk to you next week.